Welcome to Burrito Quest, week 25. El Gringo.
The aptly named.
You just told me you didn't record until afterwards.
Well, we were going halfway through the eating.
Don't believe a goddamn thing I say, Sage.
Yeah, you were too busy being pussy with by your phone.
Wow!
We have Sage with us today, all the way from Redmond.
Wherever the fuck.
We have a fully white contingent to eat the El Gringo, which all I think is vaguely appropriate.
Or very white.
I'm actually kind of offended that you did, like, the week that I come back and went from spicy.
We don't. You better.
That's the way of the quest.
You should make your travel plans better than Sage.
I know.
You could have looked up what we were eating this week.
Mm. Well, sometimes, dude, the quest is a gift, and sometimes it's a curse. You know?
Today it's kind of.
It's kind of in the middle.
I mean.
So the El Gringo has in it steak, chicken, cheese, and beans.
I don't know about these beans. They're not as good as they have been.
I mean, like, see, these salty. Are better than the last time I had them.
They're salty and chunky.
I think they're fine.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not getting the chunk.
It tastes fine on mine.
Maybe I got the dregs, the beans, the bean
the
dregs.
The chunkiest beans.
The scrapings from the bottom of the bin.
I need some more salsa on this thing.
We can scrape back.
So it's called El Gringo because it has no spice in it. It's just got some shit. And they shouldn't have put chicken in this, I think.
Hi, Jenny.
Fuck
Burrito
Quest.
Oh!
Somebody's got...
He's kidding.
Jenny is our first failure on Burrito Quest.
It's true. She didn't finish one of her burritos.
It's true.
But that's also a cameo, dude. That was, I don't know if that counts. She wasn't really questing.
It was a sink burrito, so I don't know if it should count.
What's in the sink?
Was it the All-American?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, so maybe she won that one and we lost.
Probably.
That's what I'm thinking.
I've officially...
Okay,
I think everybody who's not been doing this for 25 weeks is a winner.
I feel like a winner. Although this is breaking my streak, the last few burritos were delicious.
I'm a driver, I can do it.
You're a winner. Good job, Ben.
I feel like one.
Things are going to change, I can feel it.
I'm turning a corner.
It's just that this is not as good as what we had last week, or the week before. You know?
Yeah, that's where I got to disagree with you. Remember, I didn't like those burritos.
I know.
What did we even have last week?
Last week was that one with
El Bandito.
The chicken. They had chicken and salsa or something, and beans.
Chicken, green chili.
Makes it sound good when you say it, but I remember I didn't like it.
It was actually pretty good, and you didn't like it. The one before was really good.
Okay, well, hold
just
on.
Like all good things
hold
you
on,
like.
Dan. Give us an accurate description of what happened.
We didn't like it.
We didn't like it.
Ben liked it.
Because that's how I'm judging.
This isn't how Ben went. Ben said, I don't like this. You know, this burrito ain't bad. I actually kind of like this burrito over the course of the podcast.
Acculturated. I learned to
acclimated. Love you acclimated to a burrito.
You're assimilated.
I like
the more
better.
I put this in the mouth, the more I like it.
It's like some sort of prison burrito. You get used to it. I
mean, you get used to it.
The first bite's pretty hard, but this one here though is just like some chunks of. I can't tell if this is chicken or steak. I think it's
poop. Now that's
if it's darker, it's steak. If it's lighter, it's chicken.
Tastes
that's
like
how
chicken.
You tell.
It does taste like chicken.
Apparently, you can also tell by if it clucks like a chicken and walks like a chicken.
I don't think it's clucking. It's
gotta be a duck.
Oh, this needs more salsa still.
I have used two.
This is a two cup
full
salsa containers.
That's actually pretty good with two in it.
Well, I just like spice.
And there is none.
That's all I want.
Oh, see, here he goes again, dude. No, this is actually pretty good now.
you are you really surprised by this anymore?
No, I'm just wondering if you were.
Maybe.
I'm acclimated to Ben's fucking flip floppies.
Maybe I like salsa.
Maybe you just like things that are spherical. Or
maybe you like salsa? Long.
I mean, I do like that's salsa. But maybe that's the reason why they get better as I eat them.
Yeah, every burrito you've ever had that collects all the salsa at the bottom.
Substance all over his spicy juice. He likes a happy ending, you know? It soaks all the way down to the bottom.
Are you making penis jokes?
You're a quick one.
Are you not making penis jokes? That might be a better question.
It was Burrito Quest, of course.
Oh, this was fucking Burrito Quest, huh? I've been down with the bris.
Yeah, this is definitely getting better as I eat it.
Every fucking burrito he's ever eaten.
Everyone, dude.
Why the All-American? We just go back to list. Well, you know, it's a good bottom.
You
it's
know
not
what
that
I mean?
Bad.
Is you keep going.
We're going to say one time you can't have salsa on something that looks to be
that's
really crappy.
Cruel, dude. That's really cool.
And then we'll make him eat another one right after it that has salsa on it.
nothing but salsa.
The first one would be the control?
No, actually, I think you have to do it the other way. Because otherwise, like, he will have, if the second one has salsa, he's going to think it's better as he goes through it.
I agree with Sage.
If you eat the salsa one first...
You don't even know what you're fucking agreeing with, Ben.
If the more he eats the burrito, the more he likes it.
That really makes sense.
If he gets it with salsa first and then eats it normally, if he likes it as much, you can do it.
No, I think I know what he's saying. Right? This is really salty, by the way, this burrito. I can't help it. I love this quest. I've been looking forward to this burrito for a week and a half.
What?
Normally, I look forward to this burrito for a week.
What, did you look ahead on the list? I didn't even see... You've been looking forward to this burrito that you hated?
I don't know if I hated it.
Oh, it's the first cell phone ringer, burrito. But no, why did you just take that?
Yeah, please.
Not that you could turn the ringer off or anything.
Tell us who it is.
That's not sure what you guys are talking about.
Please, take your phone. Take it.
Sage's cell phone rang. We gave a shit about it. That's what we're talking about.
What? He thinks he's really important.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It didn't really ring so much as really it sang.
Is that Modest Mouse?
All right, so we need to rate this effing burrito.
All right. We got like 3.5 minutes. I mean, you guys just want to keep blobbing on?
No, we're going for economy of time here. Mm.
I wonder if I can rate it as another kind of food.
Well,
I've done that.
I'll give you my rating. You know all the lists of burritos, like just regular burritos they have?
Where's that?
I'm rating this as one of those.
God damn it, you took my rating.
Ooh! Someone's been reading the list again.
The burrito list.
No.
Well, I bet you have.
That's the kind of rating I want to give it. You know what I mean? Like, I will rate
this
burrito.
It's just a regular burrito.
I'll eat this burrito pizza.
Like, what kind of pizza?
Burrito pizza.
Like gourmet?
Generic pizza. It's not bad, but it's usually not too good.
Would you say Papa John's?
It's all right.
Would you say Papa John's?
Would you eat a pizza with refried beans on it?
Sure.
I think that sounds pretty good.
Probably.
Get on this, Ben.
Yeah, you're not, like, pushing, taking it to the limit.
Fucking hell, guys. Okay.
You're like, I'm all edgy. Would you get pizza with refried beans?
Yes. What we need to do is, the last day of this quest, is make a pizza burrito.
Whatever.
Would it have pizza ingredients in the burrito Would it have pizza ingredients in the burrito?
No, all it would is be a pizza pie.
Are you trying to get out of
laid
rating
out
this
with
burrito?
Beans?
No, I'm not.
Laid out with cheese,
refried beans.
Yeah. Oh, fucking garbanzo.
Steak and chicken and potato and
beans,
green chili,
chickpeas,
salsa all over it.
Kidney bean pizza.
Rate this burrito already, Ben?
I will rate this burrito Zeppelin, like a dirigible, an air dirigible.
That's pretty cool.
I really like air dirigibles. I mean, I don't know if I like them as much as I would
have. No, that's all you needed to say on the rating. You're good.
Zeppelin.
I'm going to rate this something you could get in Washington. Yeah.
Hey, what can you get in Washington?
You can get crappy Mexican food.
Oh, because you can get other good food. Like good sushi.
Does this?
Well,
really,
no, I'm saying like this reminds me of the Mexican food.
You can get a job from Microsoft.
That you could get also.
For those of you that don't know, Sage comes from Washington. That's the joke.
It's his heritage.
Would you actually count this as Mexican
Sage
food?
Sage works for Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. I would count it as Mexican food the same way that I'd count the stuff I get in Washington.
Well, then the El Gringo is an appropriate name.
I guess it has refried beans in it. That's kind of...
Well, and just a burrito, like...
Yeah, I mean, what's...
It's more like Tex-Mex.
Whatever, dude.
You and your... palate.
Wow, I feel booshed.
And well, you should.
I guess.
I'm saved.
Okay.
So, does anybody know what our burrito for next week is? Because I don't know.
I don't know. It's...
Oh, crap. That's not what I wanted to do.
No, you're messing it up. No, click that.
Yeah, use fast keys, hot keys,
macros.
Hot keys.
No, don't do
that. Change your background.
That's the one, okay.
More wallpaper.
Go F yourself.
Okay, what we got going on? Macho Man.
No, that's later on.
Eye opener. Extreme Chicken.
Extreme Chicken!
Ready for the ingredients? Chicken and potato.
God damn it.
How is that extreme?
This is going to be like
and rice.
Does that say provolone?
And rice.
I would eat a burrito with provolone.
Yeah, there's provolone cheese in it, too. Mm. All right, so that's next week. For now, you know, we want to say, if you're ever in Washington, stop by Sage's house.
I'll be here on Monday if you want
to. Ooh, double game. I love Sage. I love Sage.
10 minutes, stop it, go.